Blog Talk Radio.
All right. As I was saying about last night, watching a show called Frank Sinatra and the one on the Johnny Carson show. You really get to finish the whole thing. You get to hear it. And say it out. Play it, replay it. So tell me you don't see it. Here he goes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize. Whoever does the Tonight Show, Johnny especially, when he's introducing him, when he's written a book, he holds up the book. Unfortunately for me, the book was not here. The book is Favor the Runner by J.U. Richard Kennedy. And now, if you recall, the last time I did the show, I had on as one of my guests, Frank Sinatra, and I have to tell you what this show did for him. Well, you have my word. The next day, wherever he went, people recognized him. And I was going to introduce... For me to give another break like I did the last time. Just sit and relax.
So far, this show has been awfully slow. This has been, without a doubt, one of the slowest moving shows I've ever seen.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
It was terribly slow.
Yes. In your condition, the super sheep would be slow.
Yes, if you're wondering about this, I'm celebrating the Dodger victory.
And if it wasn't that, you'd find something else to celebrate?
Yeah, I was celebrating the victory for 32 years.
But Frank talk, shut up.
I wasn't coming here. Just on my way, I slipped on an ice cube. Got right in here. You kidding? When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. When the minute he got to the wheel, I was worried.
Why is it?
The left rear wheel he was on. Beautiful. So this is the time
how many people get in our room?
I don't know. I watch this show every night. It's my Jeannie and me. That's her name. We watch it every night, and this has been the slowest show I've ever seen. What do you say, Diggle?
I agree.
Well, there's week number one.
We want to ask you fellas, what do you only go out in the daytime with these gray suits, such as dresses? This is a midnight show. What are you doing with the gray clothes on?
You guys should be in the balcony.
This is really good for the tonight show. You can have a grays.
All right, Bill,
I'll get Foster. Never had anything like this on the show, did you? Hey, where's that Johnny baby?
It's right there.
Out making a buck again.
weekend or something?
No, he's doing a very worthwhile benefit, as a matter of fact, in Chicago at McCormick Place.
What's that?
For skit show, who?
I really don't know. He's out doing that.
Don't light anything there with him, Frank. May I just pay you a compliment?
He's like, he's
quiet.
Pay
me a compliment? I don't know what it's about.
I just want to say I've been watching your show. I think you're absolutely great on it.
I'm with you.
I'd like to get serious for just a moment. You know, every time I say something to Dean...
You'd like to get serious? What, are you cracking? Are you sick or what?
Just tell you how much I appreciate Boys Town of
Italy. You know, this man, he has the distinction of being the only man alive I ever ate a dry olive.
Now, what I was going to say would have gotten a bigger chunk than that. Boy, if you got something funny to say, Frank, sing it.
That means Charlie that he drinks martinis with wet olives in the morning. Yeah.
Hey, Dean, don't do like that. Don't ever do like that. I watched you rehearsing with your show tonight.
Yeah.
And I just want to get serious to tell you how much I appreciate it.
But you said, yeah. That's the only
time I say the word serious, he goes off.
What's serious about what?
Well, can a fella...
I got a hit show and that's it. What do you want to do? We're so serious about introducing wonderful people like Ella Fitzgerald and George Global. You know, that's not... You get a show, you stick with it, there's no practicing.
Yeah,
it's
funny.
They don't practice, we just go out and do it.
That's not a lighter. This is a lighter.
Back in just a moment after this work on the local station. All right, been right along. There's some more coming. So, on the 4/10/1965.
Speaking in round figures for the king of beers is Ed McMahon.
Johnny Thompson.
Did you ever think about all the sandwiches that are consumed across the country during just one evening's Tonight Show? For example, there are thousands of loaves of bread, hundreds of slices of cold cuts, jar after jar of mustard, actually tons and tons of pickles. And when all those sandwiches are enjoyed, here's a safe bet on what's being enjoyed right along with them. And, of course, would be Budweiser. Bud is the largest selling beer in the world.
A bottle of Bud and let the flavor out. Here's the beer that makes it mighty clear what taste is all about. So, major sign, that's a friendly sign. Budweiser, king of beer.
If you're planning an icebox raid tonight, go right ahead and pour yourself a Budweiser to go right along with that sandwich. It couldn't possibly cost a little more, but as the Echo says, it's that Budweiser taste that makes it worth it. It is worth it. It's Budweiser.
I'm going to tell you, Johnny's going to be thrilled when he comes back and finds the whole show was sustaining.
Oh, the show was floating, but not sustaining. Now we got a word from one of our sponsors.
Hey, I say that later.
That's all right. Are we on now, or was that another one of them things?
No, we're on. We're on right now.
I don't know what you're doing here today. All the bishops are in New York.
Go.
Yes, Frank.
Yeah.
Oh.
Minister,
you're just doing a show for the night, or how many nights you
going to
do the show?
Mm. I signed the deal with NBC. I do it one night a year.
On a Gentile holiday? Do you work on Lord Shanigan?
I'm so
yeah. Let me just do this one show now. Ain't you pitching with me? You want to hear the ocean? Boy, I gotta say, this was pretty dull before we came out. Speak up, Phil, and speak up. Don't be shy.
Oh, there are a lot of pretty cats out here. Did you notice that?
A few dogs, too. There he goes. Phil, who took back their nails? Where did they take the nails back?
Oh, I love that joke. That kid had brains and took Mr. Dale's back.
Phil.
Phil.
Over here with the Hebrews. Grab yourself a chair. Well, go back there, Phil.
How did you do it?
I just thought they'd like to stretch.
Notice how we had that man make a trip this week so we could even a score with all of you. All of you on holidays and stuff, we have to have some kind of action going.
Yeah,
yes.
We brought our man over here tomorrow. Yesterday.
This show will be on Monday night, cross country.
Oh, well, my man has already gone home.
Did
Sheen see him off?
Do you know when we're through with these bleeps, we won't have enough to do a show?
Yeah.
Well, I'm leaving.
Yeah, because I've been saying.
Huh? Oh, don't cut them off, because we may not be back this way.
You know, it's 12:30 in New York and everybody's drinking.
But could I have some of that?
Here's a guy brought me water. I ain't had water since I was 17. That's real water.
That's what it looks like.
You ever see what that does to your shoes?
We're all drinking.
You are really a friend. Anytime you drink water for a guy, you're a friend.
What?
I think he's nuts myself. What are we selling now,
Dad? We're not selling anything, Frank, except perhaps millions and millions of dollars worth of talent.
What kind of...
Wait till he finds out that this is not the show he's doing, but the Tonight Show. He'll really flip. This is the Tonight Show.
I ain't getting paid for this?
Yes.
Oh, I'm getting what?
If I tell you what you're getting for this, you'll say,
ooh. So he'll say more than
that. Let me put it this way.
What am I getting?
You better hold on tight.
I got him.
The two of you. Normally, you would both get separate checks, but because you both came on together, you came on as a team. You're getting $160 a piece.
That's outright?
Outright.
I mean, everything's taken care of.
There are a few deductions. Like the water.
See, I want you if you slipped on.
Yeah.
You don't want that back, do you? That ain't as bad as the show I watched with old John Carson the other day with, Robert Goulet. Who looks like, Robert Goulet, what he looks like? An 8x10. He's so pretty and wonderful. And his wife, they were talking about horses. You remember that? Some of what? Horses. And what they do on stage.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
That was a terrible show. It was almost as bad as the first part of this. This was horrible.
Well, it was awfully slow. Oh, boy, I tell you.
Could I just look at that? Who's coming on next?
Actually, yeah, I kept quiet, Frank, when you talk.
What I noticed that, Joe?
Joe, baby?
We're yes. Leaving
you. We want this to come as a shock.
You can't leave.
What do you mean we can't leave?
Hey, not for the kind of money this show pays. You don't just leave when you feel like
it. How come there's a guy in the wing going like this? Out, 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 out.
That's the meaning of... No, you can't leave.
I got to leave. You see, Jeannie had a terrible accident at breakfast this morning. She drank my oranges by mistake. She don't feel too good. When I get up, took my usual plunge right down the stairway. What happened to that guy with the nails? What is that? What did he take him back for?
Can I interrupt?
What is
it? Now, a word from one of our sponsors, L&M. L&M, filter cigarettes. Missed again.
When Hawaiians dance the hula, their hands act out a story like, come on over to the L&M side. Come on.
In a hula, hands tell the story. In an L&M, taste tells the story. So come on over, just for the taste. Come on over, the L&M side. Come on over.
Just for the taste of it.
John,
listen. you two fellows did a couple of promos regarding the Dean Martin show on Thursday night on NBC, and we happen to have it with your permission. We would like to run it. But the Dean?
Huh?
Oh.
Didn't mean to wake you, buddy.
What did he say?
I don't know.
What's the difference? Just leave a call.
You bet there'd be some film in what we did together?
Yes. Now, I wanted to bring to the audience that you kind of kidded around and broke each other up and everything. And
what's a promo?
What? A promo is like when you go to school. The teacher says, everybody was in left down.
Yeah, I know. All
right?
Oh,
don't tell him what I said, Frank.
What?
So,
let's see. I've never seen that. You're going to show a promo that I had on my show?
No, that you didn't.
And you're giving me $116?
$160.
$160? He gets the $60.
No, $320 for the two of you.
Oh,
definitely.
Yeah. We can get done tonight, boy. Okay,
Roland. Why don't you go out and get sober?
I can do that inside.
Are we ready to run this? So here are the original promos you and Frank made.
Frick and Frank, you may know. Hi.
Well, finish it.
Here's Frank Sinatra.
No, he's Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
And he's Dean Martin. Clever?
Buddy? Huh? Frank's my guest on our...
Oh, get the cops right away.
Frank's on our cops. Frank's my guest on our premiere show this week, along with Bob Newhart and Diane Carroll and Joey Heaven. Say that again.
True.
You be there.
Oh, you're not joking.
Are we rehearsing or what? So was that it? All right, now we'll go around. I'll drink to that. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Hi. He's
television land. He's Dean Martin.
Yeah.
You ask for promo, baby, you're going to get one.
You're going to tell me another way of saying hi.
Our show next week, we have Judge Prater.
Come on now. Come on, Frank. Where you want to go? I'm ready. Okay. We saw your belly button. That's where he keeps the salt when he has celery in bed. You loud mouth. Now, come on, a good broom.
Oh, okay. Hi. He's Frank Sinatra.
Hi. He's Dean Martin.
Hi. Turn the card.
We'll now have a few words from Bishop Sheehan. Are you ready or are you kidding?
I have to go.
No, hurry up. Come on, this is very serious.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, hi. He's Frank Sinatra.
Hi, he's Dean Martin.
Yeah, and Frank's my guest on our premiere show this week.
And along on, with Bob Newhart and Diane Carroll and Joey Hedden.
True, be true. Be true there, true.
Be there, true.
Oh, he's a murderer.
You got one? That's about all you're going to get.
Hey, you say Richard just the
herd. Richard just the herd.
Okay, you got it?
A little wax away.
One more. Get
it out of there.
Is that it? I don't want to shake you up, but you're going to be scared. I'm leaving here for a minute. I'm alone? Oh, you are rooting in the entire my man. I am rooting. The man will shoot on the fingernail. Here's your fool, not mine. Son of a shit.
Hurry up, Rick.
You want one for me or what?
Ladies and gentlemen.
You ready?
Hellman. Hellman Ralph.
Hi, Dean Martin. Here we are. You ready?
Oh, boy.
Hi, I'm Dean Martin. My guest on our premiere show this week are Frank Sinatra, Bob Newhart, Diane Carroll, and Joey Heatherton. Now, you be there. We are not Nazis, but we will sing on your lips.
Tell you these people have been here since 11 o'clock this morning.
That's their problem.
And none of us...
Was it dull before we came on? You know, I missed Highway Patrol again.
Kind of a saloon song.
Yeah. Hey, drink up, all you people. Order anything you see. And have fun, you happy people. The laugh and the drinks on me. Try to think that love's not around. It's unmistakably near. My poor heart ain't gaining any ground. Because my angel eyes ain't here. Angel eyes, the old devil sent, they glow unbearably bright. Can't you see that my love's misspent? Misspent with angel eyes tonight. So drink up, all you people. Order anything you see. And have fun, you happy people. The laugh and the drinks on me. Pardon me, but I gotta run. The fact's uncommonly clear. I gotta find who's now the number one. And why my angel eyes ain't. Excuse me while I disappear.
Hit, but nobody came out with any jugs or nothing.
I'm taking a sleep pill, but it's making drowsy.
Hey, let's drink some of that.
Yeah.
Hey, could you put that over the rocks?
And now a delightful story about a product more people are using than ever before.
Formula 44, extra strength cough mixture, contains Silentium, the cough silencer, effective as codeine, but not narcotic. Harms even the ruffiest coughs of cold, flu, and bronchitis hour after hour. Vicks Formula 44.
Eye to eye, breath to breath, Loloris does more. Cleans away impurities your toothbrush misses. It's the mouthwash most dentists use. Eye to eye, breath to breath, Loloris does more. Adds charm to your breath and to you. Loloris stops bad breath better, longer than any other leading mouthwash.
I'd drink anything right now. Oh, for heaven's sake.
talk a little bit about the picture you're currently involved in?
The picture we're involved in is called Assault on a Queen. It stars Verna Lisi, Jan Gjellan, his name is. He's a Swedish actor. He's a fine actor. And then we have Connie, my old buddy, and Tony Francioso. It's almost a completely all Italian cast. We tried to arrange it, but we had to get one Swede in there. So we just didn't ask to ship. And she had a better dress. And it's a very quickly a story of a group of people who are fairly tired of the humdrum of life, and they raise an old U-boat that's been on the bottom of the sea for 20 years.
That's a U-boat?
That's not my boat. It's a U-boat.
This program was pre-recorded.
I'm
I'm moving along and you can call me if you have
Come on. Films. I'm doing one right now at the Walt Disney Productions. Wait, you mentioned I forgot all about it. What's it called? Right now it's called The All Night Treasure Hunt. It might be called The Ultimate Game. They're kind of playing with the titles, but it's it takes place in Los Angeles at night, driving around trying to find clues and going to the next location. I
love it. When's it going to be out?
I think they want to release it in February. We're in production right now.
Give me any two titles that you think it'll be called and we'll look for it.
Well, look for Walt Disney Presents
and your name.
Hopefully, right.
David, thank you very much.
All right. Sit down, he's not there. What are you doing there, Charlie?
What did I get this for? Me, obviously.
What's that? I can't hear you over my earrings. They just smoked me.
Solid gold.
Real silver. Why would I settle for anything less? Why would I settle for anything? Their media. But every single one of you in here really knows. what the pain is, what the truth is, unless you really want to live a lie. And the thing I realized during the lobbying groups I was with, no labels, Republicans and Democrats working across the aisle. What that meant to me was like, behind the scenes, I got to see them all on camera. And they were all pretty much talking the same thing. And they were kind of all annoyed together. And I just thought, this is horrible. The first real act of public activism I did was not exposing the monster Weinstein. It was several years before that. I was at an event a month before the Hillary Trump election in New Hampshire. And I realized in this room of the most powerful Democrats and Republicans, with no cameras there, they were saying it worked. So I tricked a young assistant with a, you know, a little chick piece. After the governor speaks, they want you to bring me the microphone. Now, I had only seen high tech in movies, so I didn't know what to say when I did up in front of this very powerful room. That I never, I didn't know where I went that night. So I got up, and he said, this is a hijacking. I didn't know how to express exactly what I was doing. I still really don't know how to express exactly what I was doing. Like, it's very confusing for people. I understand, like, can you please turn the dinner off on your phone? Thank you. But what I do is tell the truth. It doesn't give me pleasure. Believe me. But one truth I do know is this man here, Larry Elder. I used to listen to Larry Elder after I would drive home from the set, or if I got off early, I would listen to him on AM radio 640, probably the only access in Hollywood doing so. Sometimes I would even like pull over and use a fake name, usually Tracy, to call in. How are you? And from him I learned about the corruption. The teachers union in the California state. I learned how the state legislature used to be 6 months, but then we have to go 12 months because they'll do more work for the people of California. What a lie. What a lie. So I ask you today, if you want to keep living this collective lie, do you want to star in their movie? Or do you want to be real? Do I agree with him on all points? No. So what? He is the better candidate, he is the better man. And I heard him for hours and hours and hours, for years. I really got to know his mind. Thank you. It was nice spending time with you, sir. He's a brilliant man. He cares. He cares about what a lot of us just nitpick at. And me, you're not saying the right words. You're not doing this right. You're me. You're not inclusive. You're not tolerant. First of all, most of them, they tolerated me. That sounds like a nice way to hate people or be treated. I don't think so. And I know that they smeared me in the media because so many of the people you work for are part of it, and you know it. And I don't know why. I don't know why. But what is the game? Is it short-term power? Is it short-term gain? What is so...
That's just not good for me. I'm not feeling good. I feel me. Thank you. Yes.
Packed a record 1.1 trillion transistors into this chip.
I invested in Investo QQQ, a fund that invests in the innovators of the NASDAQ 100, like you.
Become an agent of innovation with Investo QQQ.
Did you know detergent leaves behind bacteria? Add Clorox laundry sanitizer to Pepsi Load to kill 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria. Clorox fabric sanitizer kills bacteria detergent leaves behind.
Thank you.
the wind. We were running against the wind. We were young and strong, but just running against the wind. And the years rolled slowly past.
Okay.
But I never thought that I'd touch you. We did it again. Verizon has been named America's most reliable network by WebMetrics, and our customers rated us number one for network quality in America, according to J.D. Power, proving there's only one best network.
No! I'm forever yours.
Verizon has been named America's most reliable network by Root Metrics, and our customers.
Okay. Right, Judge.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sammy.
Like
Charlie. Charlie. Come on. You gotta go do that.
Thank you.